From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A committee of key Syrian opposition groups is expected to decide Thursday whether to participate in UN-brokered peace talks in Geneva. UN Syrian envoy Stefan de Mistura sent out invitations to the negotiations but did not disclose who was on the list. The United States and China agreed Wednesday to work together to ensure that North Korea ends its nuclear weapons program. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Beijing, stressing the North Korean issue is a high priority for the U.S. government. The talks revealed that the two sides disagree on whether and what sort of sanctions to use against North Korea following its recent nuclear test. Japanese-based Toyota Motor Corporation says it sold 10.15 million vehicles worldwide in 2015. That makes Toyota the world's top-selling automaker for a fourth consecutive year. Suicide bombers have killed at least 10 people in Chibok, the Nigerian town where Boko Haram kidnapped more than 200 schoolgirls nearly 2 years ago. Witnesses say one bomber detonated explosives Wednesday at a checkpoint where people were being searched, and at least two others blew themselves up in the town market. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the attack bore the hallmarks of Boko Haram. International Criminal Court judges have authorized an investigation into allegations that war crimes and crimes against humanity were committed during the 2008 Russia-Georgia conflict. A three-judge panel in The Hague Wednesday gave a prosecutor approval to investigate crimes allegedly committed in and around the breakaway Georgian region of South Ossetia. This is VOA News.